No. I go on when you left come for the rubbers as well.
I think I would say the Choshen Mishpoche, I mean everybody sitting here. I was told not to say a hesped, to say a shir. So I'm going to say a shir. And even so, I think the ideas in the shir are very matin to Rav Zeichel Tzadik Livroche. And I think everybody in his own interaction with the Rav could learn for himself. It's very interesting that Rav Zvi mentioned before the idea that the Rav used to say that to learn the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim. I didn't even know that. But Amaisa, in the introduction to the Mesilas Yesharim, he really bases the Mesilas Yesharim on a pasuk. We know that he bases it on a Gemara of the different levels of Zahir, Zrizas, etc. But he also bases it that Vato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elikecha, Shoel Me'imov, Kim Le'yiras Hashem Elikecha, Lechaz V'chol Drochov, La'ava Oisei, La'avayis Hashem Elikecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha. At basic, what Hashem wants from us, we have the Torah and the Mitzvahs, but the general idea that Hashem wants from us is these nakudas of Yira and Ava, going the midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, being over Hashem with our full heart. And that needs a lot of time and paying attention to how we could build that up within our avodas Hashem, not just doing the mitzvahs because these acts that we have to do, but developing that relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So today I want to speak about one of those four things, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So you do have that the dag of Avas Hashem is considered the highest dag. It could be Oved Hashem, Yira, Oved Hashem, Ava. I'm not going to be married with that, but we know that Av is a higher level than Yira. Even so, when we say the Baruch of Av, Rabba, before Kriya Shema every day, we say Yachi v'Yachi levavenu le'Ava le'Yira Hashemecho. So the order is a little bit interesting. And the Torah B'met says le'Yira le'Ava. But here we say le'Ava le'Yira. It says Av before Yira. It seems to say in some way that Yira is a higher level than Ava. First Ava and then Yira. The Maisa, also we had last week's parsha about the Akeda. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ato yodati ki yirei elikim ato. And we know, like was mentioned before, that Avraham Avinu's mita was to be Oyev Hashem be'Ava. The Rambam's Ma'arich on that. His whole Mahalach HaChaim was Ava. So he already reached Ava, and now, after the last of the Nisyonis, the highest level he reached, Yirei Elikim, seemed to be saying also that there's something Yirei Elikim that's even higher than Av. So, if I don't get to answer this by the end of the shiur, remind me. Because Benson was speaking on Av. Yeah. So, let's just think, try to clarify a little bit more. What is this mitzvah of Avos Hashem? So, we know we have the same famous pasuk, which we say twice a day, in Kriya Shema. That's basically the source of mitzvahs Avos Hashem. So the Sifri over there, which is the source of many of the halachas, connects them to the psukim, brings out three different ideas. What is the actuality of this Ava? So at first it says, Avos Hashem lekecho, asei mi Ava. There's a difference between Oyvah Hashem Mi'avah and Mi'yira. If he does Mi'yira, so Kushimatricho Manicha Bahilachlo. He's just afraid of a person. So it's a Avatli Badovah. He's afraid of him. But if the person who's he had his Yori from, if he could get away from him and it's not comfortable for him, he runs away from it. Someone who does Mi'avah, the Kesher is intrinsic, it's not totally in anything. Any fear or anything else. It's come between the deep closest between the two of them. The Smag Remet, when he brings the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, he brings this point. He says it even sharper. He says, the person's Oyved Hashem Yireh, he's afraid of an oynish, or he wants to get sechar. So deep down, he's being oyven himself, because his whole avoid is that he should get something out of it, or he shouldn't suffer something from it. But he's doing the ava without a cheshben, without a cheshben of the reward or punishment we get. Just because he feels close to Hashem, he wants to do the ratzon Hashem, then he's bemet being oyven Hashem. The kamavan avod is Hashem here is also is avoid. Anyway, that's number one. The ava is without cheshbonus of schar v'oynish. It's because of his closeness, his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two that the Sifri brings, that Dover Ache, after Shem Lekecha, Oyaveyu ala Briya, it's Ka'avu Mavino. So don't suffice with the fact that you feel so close to Hashem. But as a result of feeling so close to Hashem, you want to share that close relationship with all those around you, which was Avraham Avinu did. He didn't just suffice with his personal keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went around every place he could to Makar of other people. The third thing that the Sifri says there on the second Pasuk, V'atah Hashem Lekecha, V'ho Yudvar Me'ilah L'Vavecha. It says, Eini Yodeh Ketzer Oyav Yom HaSamokim. Everybody asks, how could there be a mitzvah to love? You can miss a do an act, eat a matzah, sit in a sukkah, shake a lulav. But av is something, it's an emotional thing. You can't just command a person suddenly to have emotions. It's not automatic. So the Sifri gives us an etzah, how to do it. There's specific things we could do that can arouse the emotions of av, to create that relationship of av between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it do? It says, the second pasuk. That second pasuk is explaining how to get to Ava. Teina dvor me'ila libcho, shemitoch kach ata makis li shohoyo, shohoma voyo oylum et davik betrofos. The person learns the Torah, and the Torah itself, he sees the great values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives a tremendous desire to have a kesher, a deeper kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, voyo dvor me'ila dvorecha, how do we develop the emotion, the feeling of Ava? By having a deep kesher with the Limud HaTorah, through the Limud HaTorah itself connects us to Hashem in the Mahalat of Ava. So basically, we saw three Nakudas of Ava that the Sifri brings out from the Pasuk of Ava, the Pasuk of doing it not because of Schar V'Oynish, because of the intimate kesher, the love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing is, I feel so close to Hashem and so fortunate to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it causes me to try to bring other people into this relationship. Aveyu ala Briyos. And the third thing is the way of creating that feeling of Ava through the Torah. There's one fourth point of Ava that's brought down in Chazal. The famous Gemara, Halacha, we know, Hav Hashem Lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Afilu noitel es nafshech. That's a machlokes. Afilu b'tzina. We paskin Ava Hashem. If a person wants you to be oivra b'yizora, and to throw out a Kodesh Bohu from your life, then your av has to be so strong that you're willing to give up your life for it. Life without a Kodesh Bohu is not a life. That is the fourth level, which is a chiyuv on every member of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so these are the four points of ava. Once again, not doing it out of fear, but doing it out of appreciation and closeness to a Kodesh Bohu to bring the ava, spread it to other people, to learn the Torah, to create the ava, and to be even willing to give up your neshama, your nefesh for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now I want to go to the Rambam. Try to see in the Rambam how the Rambam put out in his Sefer Halacha, Yod HaChazaka, this Halacha. So Lemaisa, in the Sefer Mado, not in Sefer Ava, he brings the mitzvah of Ava Hashem. So in the Hilchos Yisrael D'Torah, Perek Beis, he says, Hashem commanded us to love him and to relate to him with awe, like it says, and it also says, Hashem Lekecha Tira. How does one get to Avos HaBiyirosa? So now he brings a new thing that none of the Chazals that we mentioned until now brought. But four things from three from the Sifri, one from the Gemara, the Ram brings a new one. How does one come to Ava and Yira? B'shoy Yishay Yisboin in Odin b'maisir l'bruya v'anifloyim. Like we heard before, Shah Bechina. He says it's amazing b'bruya that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made, both in size and intricacy. the Yiramem Chachmosai, She'ein Lo Erech, you see the tremendous wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this beautiful world that He created for us. Miyadu Oyev M'Shabeyach M'Tvoyim Mis'av V'Tayvik Doyla Leit Hashem HaGodol. He wants to know Hashem even better because he sees that Hashem presented him with this amazing world. So he's talking about the physical world that the person sees. And then he says, "K'mechashev b'dvar me'elo, miyadu nirta la'choyra." After he thinks, "Whoa, this great HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so much," but he says, "Look at the tremendous power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is!" Then he's nirta la'choyra. Avra causes a kilva closeness, but doesn't. When he sees the greatness of Hashem, he doesn't just jump to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like his buddy. He steps, takes a step back. Yifachid, yodeya. He says, Hashem loves me so much. Hashem is so great and I'm so little. That's the feeling of Yira. So Betzim over here, the Rambam himself, has an interesting thing. He says, it starts with Av and it goes to Yira. But I'm not using this in answer to the question I asked in the beginning. Yeah. Lemaise. So what is the Rambam telling us? Like, he's bothered by the same question that the Sifri was bothered by. How could the term Tzava Ava, how could we have a tzivui to have an emotion of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he says, it's very easy. You just have to open up your eyes. Look at the world around you. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all for you. This amazing universe and our amazing body and everything on the planet Earth and all the food we have. Trillions of things that happen every second of our life and the intricacies of the world that were created. This is all created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me. And I see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a natural desire to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand Him better. Beautiful. That's all he writes in Hilchos when he brings the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that's all he brings. So it's very interesting. He brought from the Chazal four different nekudas of Avas Hashem, three from the Sifri and one from the Gemara. And when the Rambam brings the mitzvah, he doesn't mention even one of them. So you're going to say, well, I'm not being fair to the Rambam. He does mention these things in other places. So let's look a little bit more where the Rambam does bring other things. So the truth in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he does bring two of those sifris. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I have it here printed. Mitzvah Gimel, he says, it's a mitzvah. La'ava yisale shenizboine v'naskel mitzvoisof upuloisof. So he says we should be mitzvoine. Pay attention to the mitzvahs of Hashem and also the actions of Hashem till we'll be nisaneg v'asagosoy tachle satanik. We'll have a tremendous pleasure of being able to perceive and understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what He does for us. This is Ava Mechuyevis. And then he brings the lashon of Sifrei that Hoyutom Eila Ashenoichim Sabchal of Avecha, which he said before through the Torah itself. Mitov Kachat Amakim Mishoy Oma Voyva Oila. And then he brings the second thing and say for mitzvahs also that Nikra Anoshim Kulim Labudosve, which is Aveu Alabrias, that our Ava to Kodesh Baruch is also to spread that Ava, to spread our recognition of Kodesh Baruch, our close Kodesh Baruch to other people. Let them also have a part in it. I'll call part of that to say from mitzvahs, but in the Yonah Chazaka, he doesn't mention these two things in the Sifri. So these are a little harder. Lemaisa, like I said, the Rambam doesn't leave out in the Yonah Chazaka once again when he discusses the basic mitzvahs of Avos Hashem. He says the derech to Avos Hashem is to be mispoyin and debriya. That's all he says. The truth is that the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the famous Rambam, over there does talk about that third point, or the second point of Av, or the first point really, the first point in the Sifri, that it says over there that, once again, that the idea of Av, Avodas Hashem mitoch Av, is he's Oved Hashem because he feels a kilva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wants to do the emes, and not because it's Rav Oynish. So we met over there in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, not in Hilchos Yisrael Torah when he said the mitzvah of Av is Hashem. In Hilchos Tshuva, over there he mentions that a person should say that I'm Isaac Mitoya Kadesha Kabula Brochas Aksubispo Ela Yabdeomi Ava. He says again in Alochadav the same idea. The bottom line he's saying is that there's a darga of a Avodas Hashem for Schava Einish, and that's not our goal. Our goal in life is to reach the higher level of Avodas Hashem Me'ava. What is the nature of this Avodas Hashem Avodas Me'ava? Lo mipnei dolos shev olam, lo mipnei yisara, lo kidei leivish toiva. It's not because he's afraid of punishment or to get olam haba. He does it because this is the emes, and this is a ma'alek daila ma'oid. And he says, not even kol chacham zeichela, not every chacham is zeichet to this. This is a ma'ala that because Shvo was mitzava after Shem lekecha. Yeah, and it continues with it saying, describing the Ava. And once again, number one is that he's not doing because of Schav Oynish, because this is the emes. He wants to have a shaykes to the emes of the world, to the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he describes the Ava Ruya She'emes Hashem, Ava Gedoyle Yeseira Azim Oy, Achitei Nafshik Shuva Avs Hashem V'nimsu Shoyke Batomit. Another nature of the Ava is not only that he does it with Ani Cheshvayin of Schav Oynish, but he's constantly thinking about it, involved in it. He L'choyle Choyle Ava Shindayt Epenuya Me'ava Zayis Isha. The person who's really in love, his mind is totally occupied. There's no second in his life that he's not thinking of that Ava. And he says that's basically the dog of Ava that we're commanded to aspire to. That I'm constantly, every act I do in the course of my life is with the behind my mind. Oh, another way to miskav to Kodesh Bohu, another way to lidobek by Kodesh Bohu, like was mentioned before, the first fact of Mesilas and Shorim, that he says, other by Lama is to come to Dveikas Hashem, and also this Nusach, he says, this Adigal Hashem should be a pleasure. That's Ava, the Tanug, like the Rambam described in Sefer Mitzvahs. I'll call upon him. So, okay, so far, what do we have in the Rambam, the Yodah Hazoka? He mentioned in the Mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, he mentioned just how to get to Abbas Hashem by pondering the great Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of his Shuvah, he described this concept of Avodas Hashem Me'ava, which entails basically two things. He's not doing it just because he's going to gain something to lose from it, but because he has his deep Ava, Keshur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is constant. And that Ava and Kilva and Tainug that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the thing that's leading everything he does in his life. So, once again, Anitha still Ha'ara, okay, the Brahman didn't leave out that Chelik of the Sifri. But why didn't he bring it in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem? Why did he wait to the end of the Shuvah to say the full story of Avos Hashem? There's another interesting thing. We know that Rambam has Yud Dalet Chalokim, Yod HaChazok. So the first one's called Mada, and the second one's called Ava. So we'd expect the mitzvah of Avos Hashem to be written in Ava. It's not so. The mitzvah of Avos Hashem is written in Sefer Mada, and then he has a whole Sefer of Ava. So it seems to be that if he's calling the second Sefer Ava, there's something about all those mitzvahs written in Sefer Ava that has something more to do than with Avos Hashem than all the other mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs mentioned of the brachas, tefillah, kriyashma, nila, tefillah, tefillin? So we have to understand what was special about those mitzvahs that they go into the Sefer of Ava and also Mamadashach. If the second Sefer is Ava, so put the mitzvah and all the mitzvah of Avos Hashem and all those mitzvahs together in Sefer Ava. And if they're all shy to the mitzvahs of Avos Hashem, is to put them all in Mada. So why is it split up into two halves? Yeah, there's another interesting order. The Rambam, not everybody notices this. Somebody once pointed out to me, in the head of every Sefer brings a pasuk. So in the front of the Sefer Ava, it was a pasuk like that says this. More hafti so you secha kol hayom yisichosi. More hafti so you secha kol hayom yisichosi. That's the introduction to Sefer Av. Now, very interesting. More hafti so you secha l'chor is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And as we learned before, the end of Chanami, it has a shaykhah to Ava through Talmud Torah, get to Ava. But he's using that as an introduction of Sefer Av. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is not an Ava, it's a Mada. So he's using something that's written in Sefer Mada to be the introduction to Sefer Ava. Yeah. So, Efshe, you can say like this. In the Sefer Mada, when he's describing the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the Met says a lotion of how does one come to Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem? And he says by pondering the Bria. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, when he says, when he brings also Nizboinib and asking his voice of Zois hi ha avo hamuchuyevis. So it could be like this. There's the bare minimum of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, avo muchuyevis, that if you don't do this, then you're basically being mevatel the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And then there are all kind of dargas in Avos Hashem, which we all have to aspire to. And the Rambam in Sefer Mada, when he's talking about the mitzvah, he's talking about the basic mitzvah, that if you don't do this, you're not making the mitzvah. And this is a tzivoy in every single member of Klal Yisrael. Nobody could relieve himself from this mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam also says nusach when he says it is, how do you get to it? If this is something I'm a chuyim to do, it has to be something that every person can get to. It can't be something that you have to be big ma'amadregi to get to. So he's saying, it's a mitzvah chuyevitz for every member of Klal Yisrael. And the way every person could get to, even the person who wasn't yet on the daga of learning Torah, just open up your eyes to the Bria and see this amazing world that Kosh Bo created you and the amazing kingdom he gave us to see the world and perceive the world and interact with the world. And that creates the basic feeling of Av that I want to get to know Kosh Bo for more. So that's what he's saying in the Sefer of Mada, when he's saying the most basic level of mitzvah that every Jew is mechuyev to do, no matter how educated or not educated he does, and this is open to everybody. I mean, he didn't start learning Torah. But the Aleph Beis, he has to start off with that, to bring himself to that feeling of appreciation of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the desire to bring himself closer, the tiny good feeling that I'm one of those Briyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created specially to have interaction with him. The Sifri, which it brings in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's also a hemshech of that. It's a hemshech on the basic level, but it's actually one level up. It's through the Torah itself, which is also a chiyuv, and it's a derech that each one of us have a shayches to Torah, and we have to use our keshu chalim la Torah, not just as a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is important itself, but also through the Torah itself, it deepens our appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmas Hashem, the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitoichas ato aveil. It brings a tremendous ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two are part of the mitzvah mechuyevis. That's why in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he also calls this mitzvah mechuyevis. But like I said, mechuyev in the Yad HaChazak, he's saying, Mamish knows basic level of it. Through the Bria itself, we can get to that. In Sefer Ava, he's describing another thing. There's basic, the Ava is comprised of two parts. One part of the Ava is the mind frame, the feeling, the emotion of love, connection, and the desire to intensify that kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Betzem Shachta Mada, because Betzem Mada, the whole Sefer Mada is Yedius, Deus, how a person is supposed to relate to things. It's not talking about Mais and Mitzvahs. And then Hanami, like he said, by looking at the world and looking at the Torah, a person gets to that feeling of that day of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tainu to be with Hashem and desire to get closer to Hashem. There's another prat which the rabbi mentioned over there in Hilchos Teshuva when he described the way a person is oyev Hashem. He said, we read it briefly before, that he says, he has, Ahav Yisrael, Ad Shenafshe Kshuta B'Avos Hashem, V'Nimsa Shoygei B'Tom, he's constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the stage two. Stage number one is I have to be mizboinen into HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria, through the Torah, and realize there's what to love over here. I have a desire to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Maisa Ava is to be constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shoygi Batomi. That shows Ava. If a person, a mother that loves her children, she goes on a vacation, even when she's away, the whole time she's thinking about her kids, or any type of relationship, a real avodah, it's nonstop. It's tumid. The Rambam himself, in the beginning of Yodah Chazaka, when he describes why he gave each sefer a name. So this is beautiful what he says here. Sefer Hasheni. Why did I call it avodah? Sefer Hasheni. Echlal bayam mitzvah shem tediras. These are the mitzvahs that are constant. In other words, that nature of Ava, not that just, oh, I love, but the real Ava is something, it's constant, it's non-stop. The mitzvahs that say for Ava are the mitzvahs, the daily mitzvahs. Kriya Shema, we get up in the morning and go to sleep with the Kriya Shema, tefillah three times a day, tefillin, and the Makor is the constant, the entire day, brochas, 100 times a day, I'm interacting with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Mila Bichlolim, hi, well, yes, Mila. He brings the Gemara, he brings the Berembes, the Gemara Menachos, the famous Gemara about David HaMelech. Shubib Sarei, the Haskit Tomid, Bishasha, Ein Sham, Loi Tfilin, Veloi Tzitzis, Yezavim. So, Betzim, the idea of the mitzvah of the Sefer Ava is stage number two. I have a mind frame of love and desire for Keshua, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to make it real, it has to be a Keshua which is constant. And this, he gave us these special mitzvahs. We have Zman, that specific time, once a week, once a year, once a this, once a that, which is also wonderful. Also, the Ava Kosh Bol gave it to us. But the nature of Ava, there's a constant helgish interaction with the one I love so much. That's the sefer of Ava. And according to this, it's very beautiful, the pasuk that he mentioned also. In the beginning of sefer Ava, he said, Mo ahavti zeirosecha kol hayoy misichosi. Every second of the day, this is what I'm thinking about, this is what I'm talking about, it's behind my mind, whether I'm at work and I'm not learning, but it's something that's always in the back of my mind, I'm always connected to it. So now, that pasuk, though he's saying the mitzvah of Ahavti Torasecha is Tam B'Torah, which he said in Madra, but the Ava Shebo is the fact that it's Kol HaYoy Mitzvichosi, I'm constantly involved with it. That's the Sefer Ava. And like we mentioned, that which at the end of Sefer of Hilchas Tshuva, he brings the last part of Avos Hashem, that L'chayre is Enechanami. You have the basic mitzvah, which is a chiyuv on every member of Klal Yisrael to be mizboinen, not just to go with that life without thinking, mizboinen, the wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have, and the wonderful relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the Priya, and according to the Sefer, which he brings the Sefer Mitzvah through the Torah. And another thing is to sustain it, make it real. Like we heard before, every mitzvah I do is another, every Limud Torah I do, every act I do is bringing to life that Helgish of Av of Keshu, that Kodesh Bov, not just something I'm doing without thinking. 100 times a day, 100 brachas a day. It's an amazing thing. Just pay attention a little bit, how much Hashpor can have in us. And in Hilchos Teshuva, Bemet, he's talking about the highest madriga of Avodas Hashem. To say that this is a mitzvah chuyeves, this is a chiyuv that we have to, every Jew has to be oivet on this dark, it can't be, because the Rambam himself said that lav kol chacham zeichel is it. If it's a chiyuv, so it's coming out that roi from Klal Yisrael are being oivet this mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give a mitzvah that average person can't be mekayim. But it is telling us that's included in the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem is the she'ifa, the aspiration to get to that dark of the Met Avos Hashem, Akdekar, that Strav Onish don't interest me at all. Shalom and Azdekar Kavu Pras, the Rambam gives his Bechlal. As far as I'm concerned, I don't need the Strav, because that's not what I'm doing it for. They said the Bill Lagoin once, there was no Esrogim around. And there's one person that had Esrog. He wasn't one to sell for all the money in the world. He finally said, I'm willing to give to Bill Lagoin, only on the condition that Vilna Gaon gives me all the schar for his mitzvah this year. So when the Vilna Gaon heard about it, he was so excited. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, this I can do. I'm mitzvah shaloyim and azakai b'pras. All the schar is going to him. I'm doing it because I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani kivaz elikim li toy. That's what David HaMelech said. That's what we'll show you for. That's Avraham Avinu. That. So Mimele and the Chanami, that's why it's going to end up Tshuva, because when we're going at Tshuva to get back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the highest Madrega, that's what Bifnei Atzmo. So basically what we're saying is, then in Yisodei Torah, when he's describing the mitzvah, he's putting down the basic mitzvah, which is a choiv on every member of Klai Yisrael to be mizvoinen, and constantly be mizvoinen. In Sefer Avah, he's giving us the maisim which sustain and make this Avah a real thing in the course of every day of our lives. And at the end of the Shulis, he's bringing us the highest madrigas of Avah, which is that the chalal no cheshmen of Sfar Ba'oinish, I'm done just because emes with nei emes, and that's a tremendous non-stop desire and constant focus on my special keshmen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, desire to deepen it more and more and more. Oh, I was supposed to answer my first question, so I'll just end with that. Abba the Yira, yeah. So what's it saying? Abba and Yira, Yira the Chodesh lesson. So I think there's some that way to say this Teretz, the Chodesh and Emes and Teretz. They're Kam Madregas of Yira. There's the most basic Yira is Yira's Ha'ayish. He's afraid he's going to get punished. There's a higher level of Yira, which is a year of Ha'raymavos. He sees the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the year, that's the year that the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Yisodei Torah. But they bring down, there's a higher level. Yirei Chet. See, Hashem brings that all the way on the top. That's, he has such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's constantly has a certain fear. I want to make sure I do it right. I'm not just going to be Yitzhak. Everything I want to do as best as possible. If a mitzvah comes my way, I want to be perfect. I do a chesed, I want to do the perfect, because I have a year that I want that love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in its most perfect form. And that's the chayy, the pshat also by, we say by the Akedah. Ati dat ki reili kim ati. The Bris Kerov says, many perushim in the Nisayin of the Akedah, but I may not be saying accurately, but more or less what they say from the Bris Kerov is like this. By the Akedah was, like we heard, it was very, very hard. And he saw in Avram Avinu, the Ish Chesed, suddenly has to shech the son. But Hashem was mitzvah. So how would the average person, how would the average Tzadik Hador do it? Yeah. He has now this mitzvah, and he has to work against his whole grade, his whole life, with Chesed and Rachman and this. So that you can imagine, the whole time he's working on himself. This is the Ratzon Hashem. It's hard for me, I'm doing it anyway. He gets more and more and more and more excited. Then he gets to the mamish, he ties up Yitzchak and puts him on, then takes the machelis, takes the knife to shech the son. The average tzaddik gadol, joking around, but just if you just have avos Hashem, he just lose himself. Hashem wants it, I forget about everything. All of a sudden he has a malach. Wait a minute, just let me finish. And the game will be over. It will be only avos. But if the avos that has this purity, that I want to make sure 100% I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem. I'm full of this excitement. I've been working the last few days. I'm getting all excited about doing something completely against my Ratzon just for Avos Hashem. And I'm ready to do the last act. And suddenly I hear a voice from the Shemayim. Avram, Avram. If you have that Yiras Chet, means I want it to be perfect. If I hear a voice from Hashem, no matter how excited I am, I don't lose myself. I stop on that second. And that's what Avram Avinu did. He was able to hold himself back in that second. That's that dog of Yirat. So I'll call upon him. So that's what we spoke about today, about these four nekudas of Ava. And like I said, I'm not going to go into protim about Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha, but I think everybody sitting here could fit in all those four nekudas into the Rav himself. There's something about Ava. Like we said, if it's Yira, you have the most powerful king in the world. If the king dies, it's finished. You knock down all the statues and you make a rebellion and finish it. Because there's nothing really between the people and the king. It's just the fear. And that's what it says, Yira, when there's no Yira, there's nothing left. Av is eternal. Av is eternal. And that's why the highest madrega of Avodas Hashem is Av, because Avodas Hashem is something eternal. Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to see an oivad Hashem mi'ava. Both starting from the Shah Bechina, through the excitement of the Torah, through the excitement bringing everybody else into the Torah, to doing things without cheshbonis, whether it looks good, doesn't look good. Constant, non-stop. It was mamish the Bechina of Ava Yishker Tomid. till mamish the last second, such a ava azva that we weren't zayfa to have him anymore in this world. But ava is something nitzvi, and that ava that he had between himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brought all of us into that bris ha'ava, that is eternal. And like I said before, he is with us. And our chelik of the ava is to these nakudas of ava that we saw by him and made a change in our lives to continue doing that onwards for ourselves and for those around us and our families. Mitzvah Hashem, that'll be a ilu and a shmosah.